The message you're about to hear is sponsored through freewill donations by the global partners of the Remnant Christian Network Ministry. If you would like to be one of the partners supporting this gospel of the kingdom, please visit www.rcnglobal.org. Click the partnership button to register and make your contribution. With a global assignment to witness unto Jesus, Apostle Arome Osai is a teacher and preacher of God's word with the manifestation of the Spirit and power following his ministry. He is passionate about the rebirth of apostolic Christianity in the nations and committed to raising strong and accurate Christian leaders. This message will open you up to new dimensions in God, equipping you to play your part in God's end-time strategy. Here's Apostle Arome.
Indeed, we will lay down at your feet all our crowns, because it's out of the greatness of thy loving kindness that we have become that which we are, even in your Son, Jesus Christ. And so your rightful due is all the honor and all the praise. Thank you, our King. We ask that your name be glorified always through our lives, through our gathering like this, through our daily conduct. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. There's an atmosphere that you created before you sang. You were supposed to maintain that atmosphere and avoid singing. Sometimes what God needs is just your presence. As you stand there, then he begins to fulfill the covenant he has with you. The errand of that atmosphere did not reach its destination, and so the song that you raised did not have the stature to make up for the diversion. The presence of God is a scarce commodity. And there are several things that never happens until the presence of God begins to crystallize. It's very costly to have the presence of God, because we understand the principle that guarantees the release of the presence of God. That principle is not palatable. It's called death. So every true messenger that releases the presence of God through his ministry. Are you with me? Every true messenger of God that releases the presence of God through his ministry, first of all, has accepted a call to sacrifice. Because according to the requirements of the cross in ministering life, death walketh in us so that life can walk in you. And just in case there is life oozing out, it means somebody has accepted to consciously deliver himself unto death by means of sacrifice. And that sacrifice that was offered was pleasant in the sight of God. And that's why he reciprocated by releasing fire to consume the sacrifice. And it is the fragrance of that fire that we sense as his presence. So the pathway to ministering life is to accept the burden of the sacrifice that is required to please God. There are so few things that can please God. God doesn't have a need as we humans know need. All right? He doesn't have needs because he is all sufficient. So it's not the kind of concept of human need that God has. One of the needs that God has allowed himself to have is occasioned by a royal decree that confined him to a certain jurisdiction. For instance, the Bible says that the heavens, even the heavens, belong to God. But by royal decree, he has given the earth unto the sons of men. Because of that royal decree, he has decided to subject himself to some form of handicap. That means if he will have to operate in the earth realm, he will need a partnership from man. Right? So that's a need. So if God wants to come into the earth, he requires partnership for him to do that legally on the strength of the jurisdiction that he had given unto man by royal decree. Now, it's needful in the light of the above, therefore, for us to understand how we can engage God in that kind of partnership. We engage him on his own terms, through the kind of sacrifice that can catch his attention. Hallelujah. And the sacrifice is ongoing as we discern him, discern what he wants, and we put our agenda aside and try to discern what he wants, and we make that possible, make that available for him. Then he can spread his presence. His influence can be so intense, it is traceable to the sacrifice of a discerning believer. Turn your Bible to the book of John, chapter 4. We started by talking about spiritual authority. Everything that you do that carries the signature of God, the touch of God, is actually evidence of the fact that God has actually given you the authority to do that which you do. I remember there was a young man many years ago. He started a church, household of purpose. Household of purpose, that's a good name. Household of purpose. And he ran with household of purpose for a season. And he shut it down. I said, God has spoken. As he shut down, then he manifested again as what? Healing of the Nations Tabernacle. Healing of the Nations. Following him, he actually had four. He started four platforms in 2 years, and the names were all iconic. Healing of the Nations Tabernacle. Now, it's not the name that is lacking. That is not what will guarantee God's involvement. First of all, is God the originator? Don't be smart with him. Just wait for him. Be foolish. Wait for him to originate something. If he's the originator, he will back it up. Even if the name is not very iconic. Now, as he originates it, be patient enough to ask him how to prosecute it, how to implement it. You know, because when God spoke about this for a very long time, so we took time to find out what God wanted. And I was driven to study the book of Acts of the Apostles, and I saw the model there. And I realized that God wanted us to replicate the model. And the heart of that civilization was, first of all, the Bible says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. In the apostles' doctrine. I had to find out what that meant. But I noticed that the doctrine there was singular. Then I found out that the first time Jesus spoke about doctrine was in the book of John chapter 7. And that doctrine Jesus spoke about was still singular. Then in the book of Hebrews, when he spoke about the principles of the doctrine of Christ, I discovered the principles are plural, but the doctrine is still singular. And every time we found doctrines in the plural, it had to do with demons or with men. I didn't notice that before until I was particular about finding out the menu that the apostles were doling out. Then I found out it's doctrine. In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, the Bible talks about doctrine, the doctrine, doctrines of devils. The Bible talks about the doctrines of the Nicolaitans. So some men postulated several things. The Bible talks about the doctrine of Balaam. Doctrines. Hallelujah. So when I found that out, I went to study to find out what was that doctrine. What was that teaching? And we saw that Jesus modeled it. It was first a lifestyle that Jesus spoke about. Hallelujah. So I noticed that. Then I marked it. Meanwhile, that doctrine means that God is tabernacled in man. That's the essence of the Feast of Tabernacles. And it was during the Feast of Tabernacles that Jesus spoke about doctrine. And when he was trying to unveil the reality of this doctrine, he said that his doctrine was not his. His doctrine, the things he spoke and taught, came from him that was tabernacled in him. So the Father that was tabernacled in Jesus was the life of Jesus. Jesus could not do anything of his own. It was what he saw his Father do within him that he did on the external. And that was why when Jesus was talking about the church, he said upon that revelation that Peter disclosed, the church will be built. The same way his own life was built on the reality of the Father, the church will be built on his reality. And if the church is built on his reality, the gates of hell will not prevail. That should be the direct consequence of that building pattern. Are you with me? Now, so when you gave your life to Christ, the infrastructure that was built into your spirit was an infrastructure that brought, that brings his reality so that you can interface with his reality from one level of faith to another level of faith to another level of faith so that you are living him. Exactly. So just like he was dependent on his Father, you are supposed to be dependent on him. If you are dependent on him, that way he can speak through you. He can reveal his wisdom to you. You will be a conduit pipe of heavenly things if it is true that you are dependent on him in the same. He's not asking you to do anything different from what he has not done. Hallelujah. So before I teach every day, and you know we pray almost every day. And if I'm around, I must teach. Because I saw that example with the apostles. The teaching might be 5 minutes, might be 25 minutes, might be 10 minutes, might be 45 minutes. But before I do the teaching, I will pray first for about 1 hour, 2 hours. And then he will now unveil the emphasis of what to talk about will crystallize in my heart. Are you with me? Then I'll begin to teach. I might be doing a teaching and maybe the people that are part of that prayer meeting are 35. For instance, they will stream it live as I'm teaching it. Then you discover that that message, the physical recipients of it were 35 people. Are you with me? But that message, because of the media facility, we can't even tell how far it went until 2 years later. You will now hear one testimony about a casual evening meeting. And the thing about the testimony was not about the meeting, but it was about the life that came in and around the spoken word. That life is God's facility for spiritual ministration. Most of the time, it's not even so much of what was spoken, but the life that was ministered through that conduit. Because through that thing that was spoken, because it was handed out by the Christ that was in me, he found occasion through the speaking period to minister his reality. That kind of ministration is what we call the whole counsel of God. It came with the thoughts of God, and it was infused with the life of God. So the merchandise that is revealed in that kind of preaching is life. Life always results if we are tapping from Christ. The result will be what?
Life.
And you cannot tell how far life will go. You can't tell how far it will go. As long as life is trapped in it, the shelf life of life is something you cannot tell. So some of those messages, the ones you preached 5 years ago, somebody still encounters it in London. And then the same reaction of life takes place. There was a professor like that. And the professor was in a gym in London. And you know, they have smart TVs there because there's strong internet facility, infrastructure. They had smart TVs. So the owner of the gym now connected with one of our YouTube messages in the gym. And this professor was walking out, and that message was beaming into the entire floor. In fact, at a point, she discovered the reason why she came to the gym was not because of the gym. It was because of that transmission. The transmission was randomly selected. Hallelujah. But you see, something came out of the transmission. The name of it is life. And if you trace life, it will trace back to the Spirit of Christ. Only the Spirit of Christ is the custodian of that kind of commodity. So, in my own practice of ministry, I will not preach until I've heard him. He might say I should say A, B, C. That is what I will say. But when I have done, when I'm finished saying A, B, C, it will be infused with what?
With life.
That is the proof, the evidence that the Christ is involved. You know, when you begin to, if that which you are saying was handed out by the Christ, he will fill it up. The Bible also says they continue steadfastly in prayer. If it is true that what you preached was infused with life, then it will be easy for the people to pray. If you have ever been to a meeting where you finished teaching and it was a challenge for people to pray, go and repent. You wasted their life. Not their time, but their life. Hallelujah. Now, I don't care how you come. If you like come downcast, depressed, they didn't pay salary, you check your account balance, the thing didn't change, and you came like that, no problem. If what we are ministering is life, the bondage that the person is in at that time is inconsequential. It will end up in him meeting with the Christ and receiving assurances, confidences, convictions, which are things that a lecture cannot give. It's only when a man is infused with life he can develop a conviction. It's only when a man is infused with life that he can have an assurance. That is the currency of conviction, assurance, confidence. It is a currency upon which the life of faith is lived. And if there is no system in place to ensure that your assurances are intact and built up, your convictions are galvanized and energized, you begin to walk by sight and not by faith. God will help us in Jesus' name. I said you should open to the book of John chapter 4. Obeying God is a sweet thing. Just be doing it. Make sure he's the one directing you. This is, sometimes I do so many Bible studies. I have so much to teach because of these numerous Bible studies. Then I will be expecting that, okay, maybe I will teach one of the things like in this conference now. I have things, so. But in order for me to obey the rule of life, I will allow his Spirit to touch what he wants me to say before I can say it. And then I now discover that those my iconic messages, for 2 years, he may not call for any one of them. I've seen that before. Then after 2 years, when I feel it's totally irrelevant, he will call for one. That's a conduit he wants to pass through that day. So it is not based on whether I have gone for a new regime of Bible study. No. Life has its own preferences. Life has its own choices. Life has its own pattern. And that's why if I ask you, why did some of the seed produce 30-fold? Why did some of the seed produce 60-fold? Why did some of the seed produce 100-fold? Because all of them fell on good ground. But we have varieties of production potential. Why is that? Somebody will try to answer. It has no answer. It is life. It's life. It's called life. Hallelujah. It's called life. Are you with me? It might be that in your ministry is a 100-fold ministry. Your speed, your impact is on the 100-fold level. It might be that in his own ministry, he's doing his best, just like you are doing your own best, but the output is 100. The output in his own case is 60. Not because he's doing anything less than you are doing. That is the measure that he has by the allocation of life. He will not be a wise man if he tries to measure his own status on the basis of his own performance. It means he doesn't understand life. Doesn't understand life. Are you with me? Life. It's a new world. Life. That world called life is a unique world where we measure things by life. It's a unique world. As you grow in it, you will discover that any inclination towards competitiveness is an indication of the fact that you do not know life. Life. And if that merchandise is not part of our deliverables, it means we have not met with the fountain of life. John chapter 4, from verse 24, Jesus gives us a disclosure. John chapter 4, verse 24, there was a debate on what worship was and the numerous styles of worship, and Jesus had to seize the moment to do some definition of terms so that the participant in the debate will not be speaking out of context. Hallelujah. John chapter 4 is an exciting... Okay, maybe we do... Let's follow the discussion so that you can see the discussion. And then if you see it, by the time we come to 24... it's too long. It will take us too far. Let me just be humble enough to remain in verse 24. And this John chapter 4 is an attempt by Jesus to dig a well. The only time Jesus took time to dig a well, we saw the procedure, even though he has dug that well in all of us, but he did it so graphically here so that we will understand what has happened to us. Because when the woman saw Jesus, the first level, layer of interface with Jesus was on the strength of the fact that she identified him as a Jew. As a Jew. And when the discussion continued, and meanwhile, if her revelation of Jesus is that she's just another Jew, customarily, Jews and Samaritans are not supposed to have dealings with each other. So if the premise of her revelation about Jesus remains Jew, then there's not going to be any form of interaction whatsoever. When she identified Jesus as a Jew, Jesus made a statement. He said, if thou had known the gift of God and him that speaketh unto you, you would have asked me and I would have given you living water. Then that was a shocking statement because he was not expecting that. And then you will notice that the next salutation that she brings to Jesus is Sir. Initially it was Jew. Then he now went what? To Sir. You don't have
anything with which to draw water. In fact, that's the reason why you're asking me water. Let me use my buga to give you water. You don't have any vessel to draw water. How come? And how will you, by any means, be able to give me this living water of which you speak? You see, Jesus had dug a had well of understanding, had migrated from Jew to Tsar. That's progress. Because on the level of Tsar, there can be dealings. But if it remains at the Jew level, Jews and Samaritans are not supposed to have interactions. Are you with me? Then Jesus now went into question and answer session and said, "Where is your husband?" And then she responds, "I have no husband." Jesus said, "He used to lie before, but today you spoke the truth. You are known for strange lies, but today you are sober. You spoke the truth. You have had 5 husbands, and the one that is with you now is not your husband. After 5 men have paid bride price on your head, you said there is no need to bother your kinsmen again because it doesn't last. So this one just moved in the night, and that has been his address since the night he moved in. That's your condition." The woman now looked at Jesus and said, "I perceive you are a prophet." You see, there's building. Where did he start from? He started from Jew. Then he went to where? And then now, where is it? And you see, on these 3 levels, there are some transactions that can take place. You see, the level of depth provides a different interface for transaction. I don't have time to walk that scripture. But I chose that scripture because of verse 24. Notice that the woman now says, "Our fathers said we should worship them on this mountain, but you Jews," it means that what Jesus was building, the thing went back to Jew. "You Jews say it is in Jerusalem that we ought to worship." And Jesus looked at her and said, "The time is coming, and now is, when location will be removed from the equation of worship. So you or the Jews in that day will be wrong." She had not heard that dimension of revelation before. How location will be removed from worship. Worship will now become a spirit reality. That was Jesus' meticulous attempt at introducing a word, a strange word in the New Testament. And that word is what we call spiritual reality. He said, "Time is coming." And that time is actually now, where location will not be a factor of production. When, as far as worship is concerned, because worship will be a reality that is held up in the spirit. Are you with me? When Jesus went into that dimension, it was beyond every syllabus she has been exposed to. So she just said, "These things are heavy things. When Messiah comes, he will explain to us." And then Jesus said, "This one that is speaking to you, I am he." So the journey from Jew, journey to Tsar, then journey to prophet. But even when they reach prophet, it's a challenge. Because the well that Jesus came to dig in the woman for her to touch reality, Jesus could not dig that well from the gradient, the potential difference of prophet. I hope you know the messenger of the bondwoman is also called prophet. On the issues pertaining to eternal life, you need to consult someone that has more authority than a prophet. So we need to dig deeper. A prophet will not do. Please help me tell your neighbor, a prophet will not do. A prophet will not do on this matter. If we study the chronicle of the prophet of the bondwoman, you will see that he was able to confess one time in his ministry how that he is not sure of the future. You will need more than a prophet. Because there was only one man that says, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man cometh unto the Father except by me." So He held the woman and walked her through a process until they came to the point where her eyes were open to see him as the Messiah. It is only when you see him as the Messiah, he has the effrontery to be able to build in you a well that will reach to the fountain of reality. So Jesus wanted to build a well in her, but Jesus came and sat by a well, so that the environment will lend itself to the protocol that is about to be administered in her life. The woman thought that she was the one that had something to give, but at the end of the day, we never heard that Jesus collected that water he asked for. It was her that received drilling, and the borehole entered into the fountain of grace. It was that fountain of grace that was coming out of her vessel that she used to water her city. And it was the entire city that came to Jesus after the woman's ministry hit the territory. She was oozing out with water. And Jesus eventually became the seventh man in her life. Five had come and gone. One was there illegitimately. She was just managing to... Hallelujah. She was managing to get by. And then Jesus came as the seventh man. And that was the man that was able to bring the woman's satisfaction. Obviously, she was looking for serious satisfaction. And that was how she got involved with so many men. By the time she had done it five times and they had danced around her and paid bride price, she was beginning to understand that it as if the thing I'm hungry for is more than a man. So the next man that came, they didn't need to celebrate. It was, they just, he accepted her in the night. Just come, let's be. Hallelujah. Until the seventh man showed up, and then there was satisfaction. Meanwhile, Jesus told her that he that drinketh of this well, he shall thirst again. So you drink of one man, you will thirst again, obviously. But Jesus said that the water that I have to give, if you drink it, it springs up to eternal life. It's a spring. After the interaction, Jesus dug that borehole of salvation. Have you read the scripture that says that with joy, we will draw water out of the wells of salvation? There are wells in God. And that's why I need to open up this subject of spiritual reality. Just like you, if you can touch this pulpit is solid. You can feel it. You can touch it. Oh, in the world of reality, there are things that are more solid than this pulpit that you need to encounter. And Jesus was about to introduce this woman to reality, spiritual reality. But there was no way he could do that without bringing her into literal contact with that reality. And there was a revelation that would sponsor that reality. And Jesus kept digging until the migration continued, the debt continued. When they struck Messiah, then the spring could be situated. And when she touched that spring, there was no need for her to look for another man. She knew that the man of her destiny had showed up. And the kind of satisfaction that those few moments gave her, it stabilized her delicate balance that none of the men she has ever met was able to feel. Something God filled. It was spiritual reality. That's why our ancestors, when they followed the devil, they did not repent till they died. Because if you have touched anything in the spirit, you will not exchange it for anything in the natural. You can only migrate from one level of spirit to a higher level of spirit. But any man that has touched spiritual reality, either demonic or divine, will not exchange it for anything that the natural realm can offer. And in the book of John chapter 4, Jesus was trying to remove the curtain so that we can enter into the realm of reality. Oh, I like the Old Testament. The Old Testament is so graphic, so that just in case there's a lack of understanding, it gives us pictorial, metaphoric unveilings so that you can touch, you can understand the concept behind intangible spiritual realities, and you'll be able to interface with them with greater levels of faith. Are you still with me? So tonight is a night of reality. Before we do this, because I'm going to truncate it, we are not going to finish this talk on reality. I will cut it somewhere. It's a deep course. It's a deep course that has advanced layers. And those advanced layers, we cannot bring them today. We'll just lay the foundation. All the subjects that we intend to handle, we'll do them on the primary level. And then subsequently, we'll build on the superstructure. And hopefully, we'll be able to drive it into an advanced form. And the reason why it is wise to take it step by step is because these realities that I'm trying to unfold is going to form the substance of your very essence and ministry. Because in the dispensing of life, which is the description of New Testament ministry, that's why the Bible says that we are able ministers. And just like Chief Doan said, it is possible for a man to be disabled. If the Bible says we are able, then it means that the possibility of disability also exists in the framework. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus will not stop with our lives. He will keep digging and will begin to migrate from familiarity. We'll begin to migrate into more deeper definitions, deeper understandings concerning him, in a bid to bring us in contact with reality. The moment the woman touched reality, her questions ended. You keep asking questions until you take a hold of what?
Reality.
Reality has capacity to bring inner satisfaction. It has capacity to bring inner fulfillment. You see, the way humanity, are you with me? Have you read what the scripture says about what God did to us? Bible says that God has placed eternity in our hearts. And it is that touch of eternity that God has placed on our hearts that makes us realize that no mundane thing has the capacity to fill up the real void of a man. It will go beyond the mundane. If you have ever had the opportunity of riding a jeep, 3 days after it comes, you will be so excited. The first day when you cruise it in town, woo, you see yourself so high. And you see every other car like a matchbox. Glory. By the time you ride it for 2 weeks, meanwhile, that well was in a city called Sychar. And Sychar means mirage. You know what a mirage is? When you are driving your car, it's as if there's water in front. But when you get there, you find out there's no water. That's how the frivolities of this life, that's how they look like. It is psycho. It's not real. Or you think that there's something in fornication. And the way this lady is looking, I will not stop until I fall her. And then when you eventually succeed, and I hope you don't anyway, because if you succeed, you now discover it's a very difficult thing for a man that is serving Jesus. When he falls into fornication, it's a difficult thing for him to be restored. Oh! The devil knows that you will run back to God. So the fornication he will give you is the one that is accompanied with reality. Aike somi kamango. Mamareko. The type that it is decked with reality. If you ever go into that jungle and you come out alive, there is a book you will not write. It's a book of your tales on the other side. Yeah. Hey. Don't go there. You would think that, oh my God, the way this lady is, Kai. You don't know it's psyche, it's a mirage. When you touch that border, you discover what you were looking for was not there. But you will know too late. However, the devil will install something there. Even though the one you found, you didn't see it there. There's an installation you will encounter that will have the capacity to bind your soul. Not many people live long enough to tell the story of their deliverance from that level of captivity. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And because I have digressed into this area, which is not part of my emphasis, we'll come back to it. Because in these days where God is willing to give reality, the devil is also willing to establish people in his own reality. We'll enter into that. You know, for a senior minister in a nation like Nigeria, that is already pastoring people more than 10,000 congregations, to casually come to the pulpit on a Sunday morning and say, my wife went out of our wedlock and touched a man. And then me, eventually too, I also make up my mind, I went out, I touched. Well, we will come to that. We'll come to that. Just in case you are there, you're already in the island of masturbation. That's the island you have been kept. And the fetters and the chains of that island has made you captive for the past 2 years. And when you come for a meeting like this, you are able to secure forgiveness and passage, access, and you touch God and cry. And it's as if the fetters that were placed on you on the island of masturbation, they understand your ways. And they know that no matter how you move around, you will still come back. So we need to address that matter this evening. So while we were rejoicing in the Lord on Friday, some of the feedback that came through text messages, WhatsApp messages, were the feedbacks of the lamentations of people that are stuck on iniquity. The spirit of masturbation has cajoled many people into a corner. Meanwhile, the only way you can retain and preserve spiritual reality is by sanctification. Your work of holiness is the only way you can see. Spiritual realities are very delicate, more sensitive than a snail. And if you are going to retain spiritual reality, you will have to subscribe to holiness. The Bible makes us to understand that Moses was able to turn his back to the pleasures of Egypt. And the reason was because he saw him who was invisible. Who told you that invisible things cannot be seen? You touch them, you can see them and touch them, but with another apparatus. I'm talking about some things you see, and the picture of those things are never deleted from your soul. It's as if it makes an embossment, an impression on your soul that holds you captive for your entire life. And in the eyes of those things that Moses could see, the entire pleasures that are trapped in the civilization of Egypt in comparison to what Moses saw was nothing. And so Moses could wander out of the palace into the heart of the wilderness and the heartlands because of something that was not tangible, but it was a spiritual reality that he stumbled upon. And nothing of this world could hold Moses down. And Moses did not even owe anybody an explanation. His convictions kicked in, and that was the end of the story. Now you will keep beating about the bush and keep complaining about your poverty. Keep complaining about how people don't like you. Keep complaining about the fact that they have a meticulous way of avoiding you. Your story will be about you, until God does to you that which he did to this woman by the well, and he brought her into another layer of possibility. And the moment she touched that layer, even the bucket she brought to the well, she left all those apparatus there because she didn't know she had a need beyond water. And Jesus had given her a need she was not aware of. Met a need she was not aware of. She hit the city instantly. And the water that came out of her reservoir, the spring watered the entire city. And by evening time, the whole men of the city came to Jesus. And when they heard him preach, they said, "We have believed, not just because of what you said." Are you with me? Now, do you know that no woman came out when she went to evangelize? It was men she brought. Because she has her way with men. But the purpose for which she had her way with men was never realized until she touched reality. Let's do Bible study. Are you there with me? 1 Corinthians. Spiritual reality. Alright. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is Paul. It's a long reading. I'd like you to be patient with me. I'll cut it at some point. It's deep and the sequence. I'll cut it at some point. But stay with me. "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God." I hope you know this is a deliberate decision. It's not as if Paul did not have oratory powers. But he made a decision that his delivery of the realities of the kingdom to the brethren would not be through the passageway of oratory powers. He said, no, next verse now. Next verse. "For I determined not to know anything among you." It is a determination. He was not conditioned like this by the Holy Ghost. It's a determination. "I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." It was a conscious decision that he took in the delivery of his ministry. Go on, next verse. "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." His ministry was the kind of ministry that exposed him to so much opposition. And the people saw him in his humanity, in his element. They could notice times where he was afraid. And they could also notice times when the anointing came upon him and he spoke the counsel of God. "And did not know anything among them save Christ and him crucified." The fact that the grace of God is upon you doesn't mean that you will not be afraid sometimes. I know you... The example of the men of faith we have seen are living perfect masters. Alright? People that will hide their weaknesses from their followers so that their followers see them as a projection of an infinitesimal reality. Paul, people knew when he was afraid. And all the things we know about faith, it was this man that taught us. And Paul, I've never seen a real man like Paul. He said, "I was with you. You saw my weakness. You saw my fear when pressure was coming." And the reason why he was not afraid for his disciples to see him in a weak state, in a compromised state, was because, next verse. "And my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power." The reason for allowing them to see him in weakness, the reason for not using the skill of oratory, even though it was there, was because he did not want their faith to be anchored on the wisdom of man. He deliberately wanted a result in their lives. And the result that he was looking out for was that their faith should be anchored on what? On the power of God. Now, what exactly is the meaning of this man's expectation for which he decided to be real? I'd like us to take some time to really understand what Paul was hoping that would be the result of this kind of ministry. What exactly was he hoping that would be realized in the lives of the brethren? Where your faith is matters. That's according to Paul. Your faith, you should not think that I am what I am because I have oratory powers. You should not think I am what I am because I have strong mental capacity. Because in the height of my mental capacity, you have seen times that I was afraid and times that I was in weakness. Right? So that you will know. You will know the incapacity that is in the flesh. And you will know where my strength really lies. Was not in my mental capacity, articulation, or my oratory power, but it was in a certain spiritual reality that was the essence of my ministry. Are you here? Because of that deliberate example he modeled, he did that with the hope that the faith of the brethren will not be in the wisdom of man, but what? In the power of God. I will explain to you what he meant by your faith being rooted in the power of God. Because it is in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that Paul taught what a spiritual reality is. Next verse. If you have a Bible that is not borrowed, you can underline that verse 5, that your faith should not rest on the wisdom of man, but on the power of God. He said, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that cometh to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God has ordained before for unto our glory. It means that there were several things that God hid, that God resolved in himself before he began creation. Many hidden things. As much as the devil thinks that he knows stuff, he doesn't know many things that God put in hiding before creation started. And the reason for this methodology of secrecy is so that, are you with me? For instance, you know your calling is a secret. You know how you tarried, how you pressed, how you prayed before you began to get a little idea about what your calling was. Huh? When we were employed in the service of the government, they brought a federal high court judge, and then there is a charter that is called an oath of secrecy. We swore, all of us. We took oath. I'm telling you now. We took oath not to divulge information because of the sensitive nature of the kind of assignment that we were doing. If you may not understand, but the indices and the signature of energy in a particular country is actually one of the security indicators. So they had to bring us to take an oath of secrecy that will not divulge information that will be privileged to, you know, encounter, to stumble upon in the line of our duty. We took oath before a judge. And God is saying that there are several things that he has kept under lock and key. They are hidden things. The devil is not aware that they are there. And those hidden things, the reason why he hid them is not that he hid them from you, but he hid them for you. And any time you can unlock one of those hidden things, you will discover that it was actually hidden for your enhancement. It was hidden for your promotion. It was hidden for your own good. Now, in all of these scriptures, as we read down, you'll find out there's no recourse to the devil. All of these things are happening. He's not saying, okay, devil, for the princes of this world have not known this. Because if the princes have known this, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Because it was one of those strands of hidden things that was at work when Jesus walked this world. It was Jesus that said in the book of John chapter 12 verse 31, now is the judgment of this world. Now the prince of this world is cast out. And if, that's a great kingdom statement, but it was hanging on an if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. It means it's not Jesus' responsibility to lift himself up. He said, now is the judgment of this world. Now the prince of this world is cast out. But all of these things will happen if I am what? Lifted up. It means Jesus did not have the right to lift himself up if that particular scripture will be fulfilled. Guess who lifted him up? It was the princes of this world that facilitated his lifting. Unknown to them, his lifting was going to result in the displacement of the prince of this world. His lifting was going to become judgment on the systems of this world. His lifting was going to be the basis for which all nations will be drawn unto him. But yet he was not supposed to lift himself up. So one of those hidden integers was at work. At the end of the day, it was the devil himself that completed the circuit of that kingdom reality by lifting him up. If you are operating in the realm of reality that I'm talking about, you will receive a lot of help from the devil. For instance, I can tell you testimonies, practical life experiences, because you can earn more kingdom authority. You can earn more. You want to do something for the kingdom of God, and then the kingdom of darkness rises up to oppose you. Every attempt of opposition, a frontal opposition from the kingdom of darkness, is at a risk. Because if they don't succeed, you will earn more authority. So it was the failure of the kingdom of darkness to stop Jesus by helping him be lifted up that released another level of authority, such that now Jesus can invade the hearts of men and draw them unto himself. Meanwhile, that card that was played was one of the hidden cards that the princes of this world does not know. Hallelujah. So the devil is not as wise as you think. Okay, let's go fast now because of time. Woo! Let's go fast. He said, how be it we speak the wisdom, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that cometh to naught. Yes, go on. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I had not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. So what is that thing? What will you call something that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard? Such a thing that has not entered into the heart of man. The New Testament name for it is mystery. But God, the things which God has prepared for them that love him, is beyond the scope of what eyes have seen, what ears have heard, beyond the scope of that which have occurred in the heart of a man. These are things that are revealed only by the Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. It means we have a search machine that is stronger than Google. The Spirit search. Spirit searcheth all things, and even the deep things of God. And that's why it is through the Spirit that spiritual reality can be revealed. So if you ask me for a definition, what is spiritual reality? I will say if you ask me what is a spiritual thing, do you have an answer to that? A spiritual thing. A spiritual thing, first of all, is a thing. It's a reality. Nothing is real. Are you here? It's a reality that is real in the environment or through the environment of a spirit being. A spiritual thing is a reality that is real
through the environment of a spirit being. Now, we are saying that the divine realities can only be revealed, can only be imparted by the Holy Spirit. So, the chartered personality that can bring about a spiritual reality is called the Holy Ghost. It's only around the Holy Ghost that you can touch spiritual reality. I know that there are demonic realities, and that's why my definition of reality is open-ended. When demonic beings come, their presence is manifested with demonic realities. When the Spirit of God comes, His presence is manifested with spiritual reality. So the Bible says that these deep things that God has hidden can only be revealed by the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God has the capacity to search all things. Search even to the depths of the Spirit, of the deep things of God. So He can search all things. He can search. So even though your purpose is hidden, the Holy Ghost can search. If you can launch the protocol of search, and you begin an inquiry, and you refuse to give up, maybe that thing about you is part of the things that are in the chatter of the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit can search into that foundation, and he can unveil that reality. It's only around the Holy Spirit that spiritual realities begin to manifest. Intangible things become real. Intangible things can be accessible, and they can be useful in the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. That was what Jesus was trying to tell the woman, that the hour is coming, and the hour now is, where the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit. The reality of worship can be captured, can be fully articulated in spirit. Worship will no longer be a location-based thing, but while you are doing what you are doing, where you are doing it, in the natural, if you can access and gain ascendancy in the spirit, you will touch the reality of God. And the reason why it is possible to touch the reality of God is that there is a spirit that has the capacity to reveal Him. So you can touch the reality of God. I remember Jesus was asking a question. He said, have you ever seen God's? You have not seen His shape. You have not heard His voice. You can actually see God's shape through the infrastructure of spiritual reality. Not too long ago, some terrible things happened to me, and I was in the place of prayer. And I was in the place of prayer deep, very deep, very deep in communion. I was sucked into the Holy Ghost. Then Jesus began to appear to me. He began to appear to me. And I knew He was the one coming. So I kept quiet. And He was coming closer, closer, closer. He was shrouded with intense light as He came. And then He spoke to me. And He said, because you have deliberately delivered yourself unto death, you will live by Me. When He started saying that, He started turning around me. And I counted how many times He turned around. He turned around 20 times. And He made that statement, 20 times, you will live by Me. You will live by Me. He said it 20 times as He turned around. So I now went back to find out, why 20 times? Why? Why did He come? He circled me 20 times and He made that statement as He was passing. His legs did not move. He didn't move His leg like this. He was just going around. And whenever He faced me, He spoke, you will live by Me. He went around. And it happened 20 times. And I was wondering, why 20? Why not 21? It was later, after I pressed deeper, that I found out that there was a mantle I was going to hold. That mantle is for witness in Africa, and I was going to hold it for 20 years. And all of that was captured in, so that was an encounter with reality. But I had to pray again to ask the Holy Spirit to manifest that wisdom, to tell me why 20.
It's possible for you to have that encounter and you sleep and say, Jesus came. And this is what he said. But when I pressed deeper, wisdom spoke. And wisdom said, you will hold it for 20 years. From 43 to 63. So I'm 42 now. That's why there's something I need to do next year. It's very critical. It's a great sacrifice, but I have to do it. Because that 43 he spoke about, from whence I will start holding that thing, is next year. And then I will hold it for 20 years. At the age of 63, my job is oversight, is training and intercession. From 63. Yes. I know how long I will live. Because I'll be doing that oversight for many years. I'm one of the few Simeons that will see what he's preaching in his lifetime. Now, all of that was captured in that reality. If you see a man that there's so much opportunity for him to be immoral, for him to be sinful around him, but he refuses to be a man of sin. You know why he is like that? He has seen something. Ooh! You want to find out the reason behind some people's healing ministry? It is in reality. You will know it. There is nothing about their physical appearance that will suggest what is powering what they carry. You might find the person wearing a white suit, like Benny, and you like him. The thing pushing what is on his life has nothing to do with white suit. That's packaging. You can have your own preferences in packaging. But if you are talking substance, substance comes by reality. That thing the Lord came to say to me was a covenant. Was a covenant. That now I afford myself to be the principle by which you live. Stop struggling. Stop. The thing you thought you were doing that was sustaining you, stop it. Live by me. Live by me. Because a few days ago, I was praying. I said, see this thing. We don't have money to buy this thing. See this thing. You know what he said? Didn't I tell you you will live by me? It means it has not downed yet. I'm still trying to enter into the power that is in that encounter. I've not entered yet. You are still asking how this thing will happen. I say, you will live by me. What is higher than that? But yet, I've not entered into the full scope of that economy. And I have few months leading to my birthday next year to perfect what that means and to begin to walk in it. The seasons of your life are tied to realities that you will encounter. Now, please help me quickly. If your Bible is the type that you did not borrow, help me quickly underline something. Anytime we see things, underline it. But God has really revealed them unto us by the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all what? Yea, the deep what? Things of God. Next scripture. For what man knoweth the things of man except the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Even so this. How many things in that verse? An additional two. Did you underline it? Alright, let go. Now we have received the Spirit. We have received not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God. Like Bembe, there are things freely given to you that you will never know except you consult with the Spirit which is not of this world. But the Spirit which is of God. You see, we have been given that Spirit. And one of the reasons why we were given the Spirit. The Spirit was given to you in a user-friendly mode to tabernacle your heart. So that it's closer to you much more than your breath. Closer to you much more than your wife. And the reason for that level of magnanimity of God is so that you can know the things that have been freely given to you. Of God. There are things, there are realities given to you. Realities that you may not know. Just like I carried healing on my hand I carried it for 5 years and I did not know it was hidden. You know, when I was in 200 level, I was watching Benny Hinn on the TV. Watching Benny Hinn. And Benny Hinn began to pray. And as he began to pray, he said, "Do you want the power?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Stretch forth your hand." So I stretched that. I was interacting with the TV. Then he began to pray. Then I felt something like a bag of cement on my heart. A weight. The thing was there for like 30 minutes and I left. I enjoyed it. And then from that time, if I pray fast, I say, "Come on." I like that. When somebody is preaching and he's hot, hey, I say, "That thing has come." And it was like that for 5 years until I went to Lagos. Then one minister was ministering. And then the thing just came like this. Bam. And the moment the thing came, the minister now said, "Oh, the healing anointing has come." Then the Holy Spirit now whispered to me, "That's what you have been carrying." So I carried the thing for 5 years. And for 5 years, it was that thing. And I did not know that it was a healing anointing I was carrying. Because it's only this through the Spirit of God that I can know the things that are feeling. The thing was registering as a reality. I knew it was real. That something. There's something. But I didn't know the thing. And as long as I did not know it, it was not useful. Many of you carry things. And when you pray, you see the thing will do wow, 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 wow. But you see, the thing has no name, so it has no power. It has no name. It has no name. Because it has not been revealed. It has not been revealed. So a spiritual, a reality must first be revealed before it becomes potent. And the Bible says, we have not received the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are given to us of God. That we may know. A thing you don't know, you can't help. You can use, you can utilize. As long as you don't know it, you can use it, utilize it. As long as you don't know it. It was recently when Jesus came, he gave me a baptism. And after giving me that baptism, he now said, "This one is for wombs that are locked. This one is for locked wombs." Meanwhile, that thing he was telling me about, the thing was there. But it was, I didn't know what it was, so it was not useful. Once in a while, I saw wombs open. But I did not know that there was something that was at work. It was working without my knowledge. Have you ever come to a point where you are ministering and you didn't know people fell? You didn't know why they fell, how they... That anointing is available, but it's not yours. It's not yours until you know it. It's available, it's not yours. It means the pathway to that anointing is not fully opened. That's why you don't know it. It happened to you. You see something just take place, but you didn't know. You were not in control of it. It happened without your permission. The thing is available, but it's not yours. If the protocol of making it yours involves you knowing it from the Lord. Meanwhile, not every anointing is for healing. There are some anointings that you carry that have been registering on your life, and it is to make wealth, it's for prosperity. And if you don't know it, what? It will never work. Some of those anointings, they are anointings that create favor, so that when you show up, even if they are terrible people, they'll be nice to you. I've seen it. There's one man in my office who doesn't forgive. If he cut, he's from Kaduna. Oh, if he catch you, forgiveness is not available in his lexicon. There's nothing like that. Esther is laughing. Is that your man? No. I'm even wondering how you work with him that time. If he gets you, you are gone. And one day, you know, those days in Apapa, they were making road. So you will use 3 hours to reach mile 2. Meanwhile, he uses boat. We are going to the water side, but you will need to go to mile 2. Then when you get to mile 2, then you hop on a bike so that the bike can wiggle through the trucks. The road is blocked from morning to night. So bikes run against and along. from negative to positive by scan. So before I got to the office, the guy had come for inspection and he saw that I was not there. So the boys that he used to come with, because those boys too, they have imbibed his spirit. They now went to the office and said, Pastor was not there. Let's query him like the other ones. That man said, I don't want problem with God. I know that. The Kaduna man said, I don't want problem with God. Let's leave that matter. Let's deal. There are still others. Let's deal with the rest. But this one, let God not put hand inside this. There is a spiritual reality. Oh, you run around, snake is looking for you to bite you. My own snake sees me, then they run. I've seen it consistently. Ooh. I normally tell my wife, I cast out devil, so I cannot be afraid of dogs. And she thought I was joking. When the dog will begin to behave nice, if I'm, it will just have to say, oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I said, oh, yeah, okay. Things. We have received a spirit which is not of this world, but a spirit which is of God, that we may know the things. The things given to us of God. He said, which things we speak. Now, you will first know it before you can now what? Speak. Which things we speak. Not in the wisdom. Huh? Not by the wisdom. Not, okay, we have received not the spirit which is of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know the things which are freely given to us of God. All right, next verse now. He said, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. There is an understanding that God will give you. He will begin to teach you about that reality, that thing, with his own words. With words by which the Holy Ghost teacheth. And when he's doing the teaching, he'll be comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. This kind of teaching is not the type that you receive in your physics class. It's teachings by comparison. By comparison of things. And that's why most of the time, these people that receive these things, they cannot teach it. Because the words that were used, he can operate it. And people know he knows something. But he can't communicated it. The words used were spiritual words. Because this one is fellowshipping in the realm of things by the teaching of the Holy Ghost. Do you know in warfare you need to be taught? There's a teaching in warfare. Teacheth my hands to war, it teacheth my fingers to. That teaching is in the spirit by comparing spiritual things with spiritual. The moment the woman encountered the reality, the question stopped. You keep asking questions until the Holy Spirit teaches you. This is how grandmasters are formed. People that enter into a territory, all right, receive something, and then it's noised abroad that this man has found something. And when you begin to teach or bring perspective, it comes with a clarity. A clarity, and it will be clear that this man has been taught of the Spirit. Oh, you hear Paul say things like, these things I teach you, no man taught me. It was by the revelation of Jesus Christ. They were downloaded. Where spiritual things were broken to his understanding. He could begin to handle things that are invincible. He could touch things that have no physical substance. And he could wield them with accuracy. The administration of those things can be done adequately because he is taught by the Spirit of God.
Now let me show you something. Let me read my script and stop. My script says all reality is in the spirit. When you take the spirit away from a reality, what is left are letters, forms, and doctrine. Letters, forms, and doctrines which are dead. So, in keeping with the merchandise of life, it is only a substance that the Spirit of God has infused that can communicate life. If you take the Spirit of God away, what is left is a form. May you not tend a form. May you not tend letters. May you be an able minister that conveys life. He says spiritual things are only real because they are living, they are infused by the Spirit. Spiritual things are only real because they are infused by the Spirit. Just like no man can ever perceive spiritual things with eyes fixed on the natural world, similarly, no man can think through the spiritual realm with his brain. Your encounter with reality is the only basis by which you can identify an individual that has not encountered it. In the world of reality, it is only when you have encountered some things that you can tell that this man has not encountered it. One of those days, a preacher came and the preacher shouted, and people were excited. But I was grieved in the spirit because there was no reality. So when I touched Pastor Shala and I told him, I said, this thing won't last for 5 years. Pastor Shala thought I was joking until that my word came to pass. Then when he came back after 5 years, he asked me, how did you know? I said, I touched the man. There was nothing. It was noise. There was nothing there. But it will take you 5 years to know that there's nothing. Make noise! But it will take a man that has encountered reality to know another man that has not. I'm going to stop. Even though, hey, oh. Hallelujah. So when you encounter reality, you will be able to know a man that has not encountered. When you touch God, you will be able to know a man that has not touched God. It was in Enugu. What do you call that, your square in Enugu? That Okpara Square. Were you there when one miracle worker came? The man is okay. You don't have children. Your womb will open now. And then the womb begins to grow on the crusade ground. You were not aware. Hey, the man will say, hey, and he gathers massive crowd, but he had not touched reality. In 3 months' time, his name died. One of the things about reality is if you touch it, there's permanency. How many of you still watch Benny Hinn on Facebook? The anointing is too much now. How many of you still see Bonke? He gives some little talk here and there. As weekly as you see him, his authority has not depleted. You see, the order of priesthood that we function in is what we call the glory that excels. You see, in the day of Moses, the glory of the Old Testament, it came with brilliance and it began to decline. But in the New Testament, it is the glory that excels. It gets better with time.
Any man that is touching negative reality and using it to shine, he won't last. We normally give him 10 years. After 10 years, his secrets will start coming out. People will begin to confess. People will start saying, see, this is a real man. See. And then they will go and bully them and bring them back to the TV and say, we were paid to confess bad. The drama will never end. When you touch divine reality, you won't need to do all those tricks. Today we are praying. But you see, I must tell you, when spiritual realities begin to grow around your life because of your commitment to God, you must run away from sin. So there are two things we'll do. Before we pray the real prayer I came for this evening, I want to pray for people that are held under the power of sin. I'm talking about fornication, masturbation, and pornography. These three things. Fornication, masturbation, and pornography. These things will kill spiritual realities around your life. So we need to deal with them before we can make progress. Fornication, masturbation, and pornography. If you came here for this conference and you have a challenge in these areas, just walk to the altar and kneel down. If you are bold enough to do that, you will not go back with the same infirmity. Fornication, masturbation, and pornography. You are welcome. You will not go back the same. You will not go back the same. Fornication, masturbation, pornography. Time for that limitation to break from your life. As you come out, begin to ask God for mercy. Begin to ask Him for mercy. Begin to ask Him for mercy. Fornication, masturbation, pornography. Those kind of things will not allow you to handle spiritual substance. Holiness is what makes you stick with spiritual substance. Just keep coming, don't worry. Just talk to him. Fire, can you help me with a song quickly? Help me with a song. It's a time of purging. 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 The people that are coming now can kneel on the aisle, in the walkway, because the front is full. Ask Him for mercy. Ask Him for mercy. That infirmity needs to break. And if you are online, caught up in pornography, in masturbation, in fornication, in any kind of sexual perversion, right there where you are, you can call on the Lord right now. Lamo seli makande mosalakura. Gloria zika manse sakombe zani kabahai tokombela. Join them from outside. Zeni kombe seke labarato sika brante koska mazai la kaberato minakadela. Ask Him for mercy. Ask Him for mercy. Let the power of that indulgence be broken from your soul.
Ask him for mercy. Ask him for mercy. Ask him for mercy. There's something he wants you to carry. There's something he wants you to carry. But you cannot lay hold on that thing. That reality will not build strongly on your life if these things are leaking it out.
Infirmity. Let this chain break. Let these fetters be removed so that their vessels can contain and hold on to reality. So that these ones can maintain spiritual covenants. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. One of you kneeling here, you had sexual intercourse with a relative of yours. And even though that happened a long while ago, it has haunted you. But the Lord is blotting out that sin. He's blotting it out. He's removing it. He's removing it from you. Let your blood wash away every sin. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. If I touch you, you go. As they rise, let them rise fresh. Let them rise free. Let them rise fresh. Let them rise free. Rise fresh. Rise free. Rise fresh in the name of Jesus. Rise free.
rise fresh. Go in this thy might, and let the hand upon you be retained. Rise fresh. Rise free. Rise free. Rise fresh this night. Rise free this night. Rise fresh. Rise free. Fresh. Free. Rise fresh. Rise free. In the name of Jesus. Rise fresh tonight. Rise free tonight. Rise fresh. Rise free. Let the grace of God be upon you from today. Let the fetters be taken away. Let the chains be removed. Rise fresh today and be free. 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 In the name of Jesus. Rise fresh in the name of Jesus. Be free. Be free. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be free. In the name of Jesus, be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Let the chains break. Let the chains break. Let the chains break. Let the chains break. Be free. When you get back to your seat, begin to pray. Be free. 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 In the name of Jesus. If you get back, begin to pray. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus.
Oh, promise keeper.
Be free.
Light in the darkness.
Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus.
We call you the way maker. Yes, you are.
Be free in the name of Jesus.
Miracle in the name walker, of Jesus. You're the promise keeper.
In the name of Jesus.
You're the light that shines in the darkness, oh God.
Be free.
That is who you
are.
Oh, we call you the way maker. Yes, you are.
Now, ushers, have you taken your offering?
Before we go into administration,
let us finish with the offering. Take out an offering. Give an offering. Give an offering. A yoke of masturbation breaks, fornication, so that you can retain spiritual things. You can hold on to spiritual things. It is your time. Yeah. New things about to break out from heaven. I am Okonde. New things. New things. Hey Kosamina Brante Kosabahaila. Mambore Kaski Morote Mahai Kosan. I am expecting that as many of you are going back, there will be a shift. There will be a shift. A shift in your ministry, a shift in your life. And just in case there's something that you lost, maybe you were financially buoyant before and you failed, you will receive restoration today. Because a new thing will happen here. A new thing. Cast a seed, cast a seed. A new thing will take place. A new thing will take place. A new thing will take place. Meanwhile, for your information, that weight, that cement bag, is there now. A new thing. You can rise above the spiritual realities that you know. And so he digs a well in you, so that that well will spring. It will spring. It will spring and water the parched lands, the dry lands. So much grace will flow out of your vessel. If you have finished giving your offering, it's time to pray. Because I want to bless you this night. I want to bless you this night. I want to bless you this night. If you are done with the offering, if you are done with the offering, it's time to connect. You need to be light to receive the weight of the glory of God. There's something at work here. God is in a hurry. He's in a hurry. He's in a hurry. He's in a hurry. God is in a hurry. Amberosoko Mayita. Amberosoko Selima Capria Tapa Matomes. I am Orecosita Brendo Cobina Sabria Tapaboria.
I am with the Father. Open up.
Mahabo Sekira is a Saliata Mokoba.
No boundaries, no
Laboseke, Laboseke, Likomporose, Abrante, Kupata, Benabranta, Babokoto, Mayalo, Besaki, Mandabrosketa, Benabranta, Babo, Mayato, Kombe, Seka, Bokonia, Tabi, Elemena, Kokorodi, Basibria, Tababalatana. Abose abaito kombala paresco pake paka bakotela kumbela amino no mosoko ababaila open up elabo samina le consela di
ya
Ramemona Shelly Mokoria Babalak. Lamo Sekeka Bahai Tokampali. Labo Borimama. Labo Borimama Masik. Labo Bira Santa Santa Babola Masadi. Labo Basek. Labo Basuka Benaka. nome seliko pati malakumba ebawa. Ika monse seliko patu ale brandeske premino confesali bakadi. Kovesko vramateli mazaid. Kombre sasakobe na iko salimakadia. Presko mahali. Oh my God. Vale Jose. Elabros Campbella. Elabaresco Tebran Minascadia. Elabron Sheke. Elabrante Mocade. Elabresco Vasamina. Elabraminas Cubetalia. Cabamanolia Sike. Cabamanosike. Abamanola Bresco Vesali. A prescomba si camenatala. Aiko semina. Lika matala babote catela bogate. Embrescombe la tata. Rama selimokore. Camena. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now the healing anointing is present here. You can switch on your phone now. If you have a relative that is sick, a cousin, someone afflicted that is not here, you can call. You have 5 minutes to do that. And if you are physically sick and you came here, maybe you have a blood condition and you are here. Or maybe you are online listening to me and you are sick. Maybe it's a blood condition. Maybe it's a genotype issue. God wants to attend to you now. No, go back. I didn't ask you to come. If you are sick, follow my instructions. The ones that are sick that are not here, you can call them now. You can take your handset, switch it on. I'm giving you 5 minutes. Please do that. If not, we will not be able to maximize the healing anointing. If it's just the people here, then it will waste. Call. Call a crippled person. Call a deaf person. Call a blind person. Call, call, call. If your mother is sick, call her. If your dad is sick, call him. Now, can you stop praying? Thank you for your prayer. Thank you. Now, the instruction now is call. Call now. Call. Call a sick person. And allow that phone to run. Allow it to run. If I say, in Jesus' name, shout a very loud amen. Have you reached them on the phone? I hope you are hearing me. Those of you outside, are you hearing me? Okay, are you obeying me? All right, so we don't want to waste the oil. The oil can be wasted by few people that are sick. We want plenty problems, plenty sickness, plenty infirmities. So the phone will help us with the connection. All right, have you connected them? You have. All right, if I say in the name of Jesus, give me the big amen, amen. We'll do the healing then. I want to pray for you. So that when you go back, We'll get feedback. Pastor Dan, do you have a number? I need number for feedback. So we'll put it on the screen. If you can use WhatsApp to give us feedback on that number. All right? You have an arrangement like that? Okay. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Oh my God. I say in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Now, see, this is what I'm seeing. There's one of the people that you are reaching out to on using the phone. This person, his ability to speak has been seized by the devil. So that person cannot speak now. But the Lord will loose that tongue. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There's something that I see. I don't know, but it's a condition. A condition, the thing happened to somebody's father. The thing is happening to you. And even your son you gave birth to. Your child, one of your children. The same symptom is happening to that child. It happened to your father. It's happening to you. And one of your children is beginning to manifest the same symptom. It's happened to your father. It's happening to you. And one of your children is beginning to manifest the same symptom. Any kind of curse that has generational potential that is afflicting the members of your family, in the name of Jesus, I command that yoke to break this night in Jesus' name. Ayaya. I'm seeing a lady in the congregation, and you have been afflicted with purging. This purging never goes. It will recede a little. It will come back. It will recede. It will come back. Where's that lady? Purging. Almost always. It's an arrow. Even flagyl will not deliver you from what I'm seeing here. But we want to take it away. We want to take it away. We want to take it away. In the name of Jesus, I command this yoke to break in Jesus' mighty name. Go. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm seeing somebody under the canopy with an everlasting migraine. You are under the canopy. There's an everlasting migraine. A migraine that never really goes. Run out quickly. Run out from under the canopy. Run out from under the canopy and come to me now. Come to me now. Come to me now. Come to me now. An everlasting migraine. Today, in the name of Jesus, we command this yoke to break. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Migraine. Go.
Amen.
Yeah, you heard me. Shake your head. Shake like this. Help me look for the migraine. Help me look for it. Check for it. If you find it, let me know. Help me look for it. Help me look for it. Help me look for the migraine. Everlasting migraine. I curse you. I command you. Go! Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority of every sickness.
Amen.
Every pain.
Amen.
Every infirmity.
Amen.
I take authority right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Those that are online trusting you for a touch on their blood, I take authority over that blood condition right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I command the yoke to break. I command the yoke to break. I command the yoke to break. I command the yoke to break in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. I attack every pain that is on the leg. And I command the pains on the leg to begin to go. To begin to go. Begin to go. Woo! I bind the spirit of paralysis.
Amen.
I bind the spirit of paralysis.
Amen.
And I command you in the name of Jesus, come out. I go basket of bread, a capelata, kumbali, embresco, pacapeta, cosqueta, leco, manicatali, amena sobre, capadua, la caberate, escompeta, e capaitata, e capelatoa, e camesco bre la cabenate. I bind every deafening spirit. I bind every blinding spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
I command that yoke to break and fall off right now.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Oh, has anyone been shot with the arrow of death? I command that arrow to be neutralized in the name of Jesus Christ. I come in a killer combaila. Lekos kapatwa. Ekabres komena. Now listen to me, listen to me. I'm seeing two people in the congregation and spirits are following them. And so I command that spirit monitoring you, following you, let the bond, let the covenant break right now in the name of Jesus. The anointing of the Lord will descend on those two people as a sign.
Father, help me. Touch those two people. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. In my eyes of the Spirit, they are outside. Holy Ghost, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Ushers, help me. There are two. There are two. There are two. Lord, I address the issues on the phone. All the issues on the phone. All the issues on the phone. From blindness to deafness to paralysis to afflictions that have no medical causes. I command it to break. 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 In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You see, the yokes are going. The yokes are going.
Amen.
The yokes are going.
Amen.
The yokes are going.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Ushers, I've not seen the two people. They are outside. Father, help me find them. Help me find them. The two people that spirits are monitoring. Spirits are following. Spirits are monitoring them. Let your hand come upon them. Let your hand come upon them. Let your hand come upon them. Okay, it's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Let your hand come upon them. Let your hand come upon them. Let your hand come upon them. Let your spirit come upon them. Let your spirit come upon them. Let your spirit come upon them. Holy Ghost! In the name of Jesus. Today. Today I divorce you.
Amen.
I disconnect you.
Amen.
I disconnect you. Today, I call you forth. Every legal union that has bound you, today I set you free. Be loose from it. Be loose from it. Be loose from it. Be thou loose from it. Be thou loose from it. In the name of Jesus. This foul spirit I cut off. I cut off your link. Can you help me? Touch her umbilical cord. Just touch it. I break the yoke. I break the connection. I release you from that connection. It's a transgenerational connection. But it breaks with you. It breaks with you. It breaks with you. It ends with you. In the name of Jesus. Nobody will inherit this reproach anymore. So we command it to break from you. In the name of Jesus, we command it to break. I separate you, I sever you from this wickedness. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Bring that old woman, that mama. Begin to check your body. And begin to talk with the people on the phone. Find out their condition. Thank you, Jesus. I forbid it. I forbid it. I forbid it. I forbid it in the name of Jesus. I forbid it in the name of Jesus. Break the yoke. And that menace ends in this generation. In the name of Jesus. Okay, you are free. If you notice that there's a change in the condition, in your condition, you can wave like this. If you notice there's a change, if you notice there's a change inside, outside, just wave. Identify with a wave of hand. All right, now listen, those of you that have confirmed a change, all right, you come out here like this. If you have confirmed a change, come out here. Maybe you confirmed a change through a phone call or something, just come out here. Ogbe. Where is Ogba? Now this is the time to do your work. Come, sister, come.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Great. Yes, you're fine now. You may be seated. You may be seated. You may be seated. You can be running the test as soon as you come. As soon as you confirm it, maybe with a phone call or you check your body, you notice a change,
You can join up here. You can join up here. You can join up here. I have 5 minutes to do this, and after 5 minutes, I will bless you. After 5 minutes, I will bless you. Now, the phone number on the screen is for feedback. It's for feedback. You can send a WhatsApp feedback to that phone number on the screen. When you go back and you begin to see new things break out from your life, that will be the phone number with which you will contact us and give us the feedback. And give us the feedback. Because we are expecting that as you leave, new things will break out. So when you notice new things breaking out, that's the feedback number. Yeah, so Ogbe.
So this mama, she had a toothache.
All right, toothache.
Aggressive, with aggressive pain that was transmitting headache. But while the prayer was made, the pain escaped.
The pain left. All right. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. It is permanent. I'm looking for one case that God has healed. And the case that I'm talking about, the person got healed through a phone call situation. But I'm still waiting for the person.
This
that has
brother,
that case. Yes.
She called, he called somebody online. The fellow was meeting with HIV. She was coming from Lagos, but she collapsed at Boko. She couldn't make it to this place and was almost passing out. But when the prayer was made, she's
breathing now. She's revived. Okay. The testimony I want is for her to go to the lab. It's too late. Labs have closed. Let her go to the lab. And then this will be the feedback number. Alright? I want her to go to the lab. Any result you get from the lab, let us know through that number. We thank God that she has revived, but we are trusting God for more than revival. Because if the reason for the collapse was something in the blood, we believe that the power of God was not just useful for revival. It went to the heart of the matter. So when she conducts a test, you can send the report to that number. Okay? We thank God for the revival and we expect perfection. Yes?
She says she had a pain that had been hibernating in her joint for over 4 years.
Pain on her joint for 4 years.
The prayer, the pain.
Now, did you feel anything on your body before the pain left, or the pain just left? How did you feel?
My joints were separating.
There was
a crack in my knee.
Oh my God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you perfect it. 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 Stronger. Perfect it. Perfect it in the name of Jesus. Perfect it in the name of Jesus. Perfect it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let the joints be totally restored. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Someone you called on the phone got healed. That is the testimony I'm waiting for. Someone in the congregation outside, I don't know you, you called someone. You can check with the person now. The person is healed. That is the testimony I'm waiting for. Yes? What happened there? Someone got healed. It was a phone call. A digital situation.
This is a very grand evidence of a digital miracle.
Digital.
The brother had been deaf in one ear for 34 years. While the prayer was
how
made,
old are you? Are you up to 34?
Okay. While the prayer was made, so it was through that ear he placed the phone and then he responded.
Okay, it was through the ear he placed the phone and then he responded.
He responded.
Somebody shout hallelujah. I said somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come. Let me connect with that your brother through you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I connect with his brother anywhere he is right now. And I ask that his miracle be permanent in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are released. Okay, that's one case. I'm still waiting for another case. There's another case I'm waiting for of a digital miracle through the phone call. Alright?
He said he called his colleague.
Called his colleague.
Pregnant woman that was experiencing a complication with her pregnancy.
Okay.
And all those symptoms.
He left.
After the prayers.
After the prayers. We connect with that colleague. We don't only request, Lord, for the symptoms to vanish. The entire delivery process, we commit it into your hands for perfection. In Jesus' name. Amen. 34 years of deafness. And the person is not physically present. So God doesn't need space. Space is not a challenge. Once you can connect through any means, the power of God will be released to administer that case. I'm seeing someone that God touched your spinal cord. There's a pain that you have on the back, and that pain has been healed. I don't know whether it's online or on ground, but there's a back situation, a spinal cord touch. God touched you at the back. I am waiting for that person. God touched you at the back. I can see that in the spirit.
This brother had been laboring under the scourge of a leg pain for the past 4 months.
4 months. He's laboring under the scourge of a leg pain for 4 months. Which of the legs are we talking about? That leg there. Okay. So, for 4 months. Is it that you had an accident or you hit something? Or you went to play ball?
Yes, sir.
Did you collide with someone?
Yes.
And then you carried that pain and God healed the pain. Okay, do what you could not do before. Let's see. Okay, you couldn't do that. All right. He's really healed. We give glory to the Lord Jesus. We celebrate the Lord Jesus. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes?
He connected the father via phone.
Okay.
When the prayer was made, the father, his paralysis.
His paralysis.
Boko, far away, Boko was arrested.
Kasinala. The father was paralyzed. The paralysis was arrested. Right there in Kasinala. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, I told you we are going to waste the oil. Because you people did not come for healing. You came for fire. Father, in the name of Jesus, we reach out to his dad and we decree that it is permanent in Jesus' name. Amen. You are released.
This sister is a beneficiary of the spinal cord issue.
Okay. Now, what's your story? Let's hear from her. Yes?
Okay, for some time now, I've been having this strange pain on my back.
Okay, strange pain on your back. What happened when we prayed?
I couldn't feel it anymore.
You couldn't feel it?
I was waiting till I get home to confirm.
So you were not sure of it. So you wanted additional confirmation so that it's not guesswork. There's even some oil on your head. There's some oil there. There's some oil. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the oil, oh my God, let it be multiplied. Thank you Jesus. Oh, your healing is permanent. Yes,
she called the mother on phone also.
Called
the mother
on phone.
Was cured of her infirmities.
What infirmity? What was the problem with your mom?
She had strong headache and leg pain.
And after the prayer, she was released. Oh, it is done in the name of Jesus. Can we celebrate the Lord? Yes? Yes, yes.
She was equally healed of the... Okay, she called somebody online and the person was cured of the migraine too.
Of a migraine. That's right. All right. Let the hand of God come upon you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Let it be stronger, stronger, stronger. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
The sister came out for a separate prayer.
Okay.
But when the prayer was made, another issue
was handled.
And it is a spinal cord, pain at the back for 4 months.
So the pain at the back has gone. So you tried to check. Okay. It's true. All right. You are blessed. We celebrate the Lord Jesus. Yes? What happened to that lady? Woo! Someone that is healed is still outside. He's still outside. I'm seeing it. You're outside. The case I'm looking for is outside. You are healed. Yes? What happened?
The father has a chronic waist condition for 6 years.
Okay.
And while she connected the dad on the phone, the prayer was made.
For how many years?
A sensation like a cold water.
6 years. 2013. That's how many years?
6 years.
That's 6 years.
Yeah.
Chronic waist.
So during the course of the prayer, a sensation like cold water
came on the waist.
On the waist. And that was the
And that was all.
Day.
And he stood up. You see, one thing I know about the healing anointing, it either manifests like cold water or fire. Her own father's case was cold water. I don't know how the angels do that thing, but I'm still investigating that thing to know more about it. But that's the manifestation. Yes?
He called his brother online.
Called his brother.
On phone, and the brother was cured of his ailment too.
No. This is not. What is it? What kind of ailment? What?
Seriously, he has
chronic malaria. He had chronic malaria.
And he has revived. All right. He's permanent. Now, please help me ask that lady why she sat back.
She had a condition at the back, spinal cord issue also, for like 15 years.
15 years?
And when the prayer was made here, the situation was arrested.
Right now, you don't feel that thing again.
And this is what she could not do because of the condition.
Show me what you could not do. Behave as if the thing is still there first. So this is how she used to be. Okay, now behave properly. Behave properly. So she couldn't do that before. My God. Come. I've been waiting for you. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. Let grace, let strong grace come upon her. In the name of Jesus. You see, you are healed.
When the case of migraine was mentioned, this was one of the brothers that came out here.
That came out here.
He collapsed under the anointing. And he said it was the condition that lasted for 14 years.
14 years of migraine.
And it is gone.
It's gone now. You remember this guy? Where's the other? I prayed for two people. The guy with glasses. I think that's Rita's brother. No, not you. The guy knows himself. Hey, is he still there? You have to confirm. How will you confirm now?
Tension headache. They call it migraine, but my own is tension headache. I lasted for like more than 30 years now.
Tension. So how will you know is there
any little stress if I don't eat for like?
Okay, we'll keep you till tomorrow, and then we'll hear from you. Huh? All right, we'll hear from you. Okay. Tension headache. That's the first time I'm here. Yes, you are on course. Increase the volume there. Such as I have, I give you. Some of you will go back to your base and the supernatural will be commonplace. Common. You will command, yes, some of you have been operating in the supernatural, but you will command the attention of men. You
will command the attention of men. You will command the attention of men. You will command the attention of men. You will command the attention of men. Choir, help me with that song. I want to prophesy. You will not go back the same. Salima. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you tonight. You have sounded it again and again that you need more healing ministers. You need more power ministers. You need more men, more women that will carry your power. Behold your sons, behold your ministers, behold your daughters. Hey! Abaluake. Let the rain of the anointing, let the rain of the anointing come inside, from outside, from inside, from outside, from inside, from outside. Holy Ghost, 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 move. The anointing that raises a general, that makes a man to command attention. The anointing that makes a man to command attention. I ask, oh God, the grace that makes a man to command attention. The grace that makes a man to command attention. The grace that makes a man to command attention. Let it begin to come. Let it 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 come. In areas where they say no man of God has ever penetrated. Places that have resisted the gospel. Because of the culture of witchcraft, release the kind of unction that will make men command attention in the name of Jesus Christ. There are seven of you that fire will come upon right now. Fire will come. Fire will descend upon you. Fire will descend upon you. From my left hand side to my right hand side, from my left hand side to my right hand side, from my left hand side to my right hand side, outside of the tent, outside of the overflow. Lord, locate with fire. Let that fire begin to descend. Let it begin to descend. Let it descend. Let it descend. Holy Ghost. 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 Let men receive the capacity to change situations, to change circumstances, in the name of Jesus. As you go, let the things that have resisted change for a long time recognize your authority in the name of Jesus Christ. If your territory is such as is prone to violence, receive authority. And as you speak peace in those environments, let peace be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. For those of you that are trusting God for jobs, in the name of Jesus, let the door for jobs open to you. Let it open to you. Let it open to you. Let it open to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those of you trusting God for marriages, let it open to you. Let it open to you. Let it open to you. Those of you that are already in pastoral and apostolic ministry, let your voice be heard. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Those of you believing God for supplies, financial supplies, let supernatural supplies come your way in the name of Jesus Christ. Those of you that God has been dealing with you about some nations apart from Nigeria, and there's a rumbling, there's a dealing. Receive grace, receive grace, receive grace, receive grace, receive grace. I command the gates of those nations to open to you in the name of Jesus. Those of you listening online and you're trusting God for grace to begin to move the kingdom of God in your city, receive that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. I see in the spirit now. And I see a prophetess. 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 The flame coming from heaven is to establish you as a prophetic intercessor. As you pray, you will see. 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 A prophetic intercessor. If you don't pray, you will not see. But as you pray, you will see. As you pray, you will see. As you pray, you will see. And that anointing is very terrific. It's 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 like a wave. It's like a wave. It's like a wave. It's very terrific. Oh my God. Oh, I see another door open. Whoa, Jesus Christ. It's very terrific. It's very terrific. Aiko Seli Makandeli. There's a lady outside there. You practice lesbianism before, and the demon has been accompanying you. But what has happened? You are feeling light now. The reason is because God has cut off that demon. Go and let your vessel be kept in purity. Let your vessel be kept in purity. Let your vessel be kept in purity. I see the hand of a man stretched forth. Okay, there are two hands. There are two hands that are stretched forth.
two hands that are stretched forth. And I'm asking God, why are two hands stretched forth? Why are two hands stretched forth? Why are two hands stretched forth? All right, okay, there are two of us here, and the Lord will give the gift of walking of miracles. Yes, and many strange things will happen through your life. Many strange things will happen. Many strange things will happen. Many strange things will happen through your life. Many strange things. Many strange things. Many strange things. Aiko seliba kanta. Aiko maraba brante kozame. Aiko selina. Ikombreza baito koporo. Amina kunda abaito sila. Ebresko temana kambre. Now right here, I came here because I'm looking for four people, and the hand of God will descend upon them. Holy Spirit, help me find the four people. Help me find them. 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 Holy Ghost. Let grace. The Lord is empowering you. He's empowering you. He's empowering you. The Lord is empowering you with so much grace. He's empowering you. Let the hand of God, let it be stronger, 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 in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God be stronger, in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God be stronger. Let it be stronger. Let it be stronger. Let the hand of God be stronger. Let it be stronger. In the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God be stronger on your life from today. In the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God be stronger. Let it be stronger in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Woo! Woo! The opportunity that you are not expecting will come to you. Let the hand of God be stronger. I pray for all our ministers in different lands, in different places. That as they go back from this meeting, O God, let there be an added layer of authority that men will see upon their life. They will not be able to resist them in the name of Jesus. Even those in authority will begin to seek audience with them because of the brightness of that which you have placed upon their lives. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be.